Maybe you're here this morning and you have not yet believed in the Jesus who died upon the cross. You have yet to see that your deepest problem is your own sin, the wickedness in your very own heart that separates you from a relationship with the God who made you. Now is your chance to find healing for your soul. Do not delay. Listen to the words of Peter. Over and over in the passages we looked at today, I don't know if you noticed, he said, repent. Turn your back on your former life, the life you lived for yourself alone, and turn to Jesus. He wants to forgive you. He wants to give you the Holy Spirit. He wants to refresh your soul. Now, maybe you have trusted in Jesus and his work for you on the cross, but that is your problem. You believe in a dead Jesus. Sure, you say you believe in his resurrection, and when the guy up front in the church says he is risen, you reply, he is risen indeed. But that is not what your life says. You live like Jesus is still in the tomb. When met by the problems of this life, instead of turning to the Lord in prayer, you worry, or you try to solve the problem yourself. Instead of listening to the Holy Spirit and letting him work in you, you live the way you want to live. You treat church like an obligation, or like a social club, or an event you must attend every Sunday, instead of seeing the church as the ongoing work of Christ, as the living body of our living Savior. You go about your life trying to be a pretty good person, but you don't expect Jesus to actually do anything. You treat him like he's still dead and buried. But let me tell you, Jesus is alive. He is at work in the world. He wants to work in you and through you by his Holy Spirit. He wants you to pray to him. He wants to answer your prayers. He wants you to be a part of his church. He is building his church, and he wants to use you. Want to know if you really believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Ask yourself what you get most excited about. New shoes? A new smartphone? A new video game or movie? A cute card from your grandchildren? Success at work? A hug from your wife or your child? Or are you excited about the church of the living Savior? Are you pumped to meet with your fellow believers? Are you thrilled by an opportunity to serve in the body of Christ? If the work of Christ in this world does not excite you, then let me venture to say, you must not truly believe Christ is still alive and working in this world. Another good indicator of whether or not you believe in the resurrection is what you talk about. Do you talk about the weather, about sports, about politics, about celebrity gossip, about crafts, hobbies, games, homemaking tips, about health problems? Well, do you remember what Peter talked about? He couldn't stop bringing up the resurrection. Pentecost. Everyone is speaking in tongues. Peter stands up and says, Jesus rose from the dead. The lame man is healed. Peter says to the crowd, Jesus rose from the dead. The Jewish leaders arrest him, and Peter tells them, Jesus rose from the dead. The Jewish leaders arrest him again, and Peter tells them again, Jesus rose from the dead. There's no more exciting news. There's nothing more worth talking about than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. How often do you tell others about it? Jesus said to his disciples, you will be my witnesses. And they took their job seriously. Do you believe in the resurrection? If so, join the work of Christ in the world. Proclaim to others the good news of the resurrection of our living Lord. Proclaim it with me now. He is risen. Now go out and tell someone else. If you want to talk more about anything we have looked at this morning, I'll be up front after the service, and Pastor John will be at the back.